Hi there.
Hi.
How are you? Good. Are your folks home?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just about to start work at Diana's.
Okay.
I was going to tell you what's going on.
Okay. Alrighty.
I'm their pest control guy.
Okay. Alright.
Did somebody talk to you?
No.
We're mostly doing... Mostly doing work over there for ants.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's been a few that have had carpenter ants.
Okay.
The bigger black ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting lots of little ants.
Okay. Alright.
Spiders, we've had some box elders and a few that have had the centipedes.
Okay.
What have you noticed the most of?
So we've been here almost a year.
Okay.
Last year, box elders, like, covered it. And
in
I went to my neighbors, and I'm like, because I'm from Chicago,
normal?
I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
They were just covered all over.
Huh.
Back, front, it was just ridiculous. We have the occasional spiders in the house.
Okay.
And then just a lot of ant hills out here.
And some of them have had, my brother actually owns a pest control company in Chicago.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But these, get pretty bad out here sometimes, these centipedes.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think if I've seen one of those. Maybe we've seen one, but definitely box elders and spiders.
Now, the box elders, too, some of these homes, they get them on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the winter, they'll come out because they'll get in the siding and people get them inside. Have you had that at all? Or?
You know, we may have had like two inside the house,
okay.
If that.
I was
thanking the Lord that it was only that little.
What happened right there? Is that just moisture? Or?
No, that was, we bought the house like that. And actually now, there are birds in there.
Oh, no.
That's what I said. They built a nest.
Huh.
And I guess the birds just hatched. Because now we're hearing the torpid and stuff.
Well, in a lot of the homes, like... It's the ants and stuff will infest those areas.
Really? Okay.
Because they'll get in behind the walls sometimes.
Okay.
And it's kind of bad. But
okay.
We're, when we're finished over there, we're doing treatments on all the homes for a discount.
Oh, really?
For box elders and all the critters.
Okay, and that's on the outside, inside, or what?
It's mostly outside, but some folks have us do a few things inside because they get... spiders and stuff inside.
Okay, and what do you do as far as treatment to treat the box elders? Because my neighbor was like, oh, you just deal with it.
You know, box elders, a lot of people don't realize this, but a lot of them will, the ones you get, a lot of them will come from around your house because they'll nest in these rock beds.
Oh,
and they'll hatch during certain months and come all over the place. And so we treat the rock beds, the foundations, the seams around the concrete cracks, and the house, and then what happens is we do a visit every, like, 2 or 3 months during the year.
Okay.
And on the months that we don't come,
mm-hmm.
we do free callbacks.
Okay.
So if it's ever not working, you can just call.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to show me the backyard?
The back? Yeah, we can come around. So what my neighbor was telling me was that it's really prevalent because of the sun.
Yeah, where the sun hits the house, you'll get a lot of them.
Okay,
yep.
And I guess that was part of the issue because we get a lot of sun. Our doors
are
like burning up.
Yeah, that is true. And so the front of the house, I'm sure, gets them worse.
Yep, and then like all on the side, it was like terrible.
Huh.
So we have little ant hills around and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, usually what we'll do is treat the outside, under and around the decks, the rock beds, the foundation, the eaves, around the windows, doors, and we usually will schedule a treatment like 2 months in a row.
Okay.
Like if it's June, tomorrow's June.
Yeah, can you believe it?
So we'll do a treatment in June, and then about 30 days later we do another treatment in July, and that helps get the eggs that hatch.
Okay, all right.
When we do, this is Diane's next door, but after the second treatment, we start spreading them out every 2 months.
Okay.
And because we put a lot of them on the same schedule,
mm-hmm.
We did a discount.
Okay.
So the first treatment, we waived, and it'll do spiders and it's all the bugs.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But on the months that we don't come,
mm-hmm.
we do free callbacks.
Okay. All
so
right.
If it doesn't seem like it's working and the ants are, like, still getting on the house,
mm-hmm.
or sorry, the box
elders, yep.
then you can call because we do free callbacks.
Okay, all right.
But this is what they did.
And is there like a contract though that we have to
for
sign
3 years.
With you? It's a 3-year contract. I'm like, what?
I call you.
That's right, you did.
usually, if you want to make a difference, like on Box Elders, mm-hmm. we just do it for the first year.
Okay, all right.
And then I only do the first 2 months in a row, and then we spread them out.
Okay, all right. And how much is it?
Oh, so we waive this initial fee, so the first treatment's usually $150, and we're doing them for $75.
Okay.
That's it.
And then the second treatment is?
They stay the same because they're all on the same schedule.
Okay, so, all righty. That sounds good. We could do that.
Are you around tomorrow at all?
It's Friday? Yeah, I'm working from home tomorrow.
Okay, so.
All day.
If I did it, actually. Are you around tonight? Because we could probably do it after we do this.
No,
one.
My son,
better?
We got to leave
Let's
in like 3 minutes because
okay.
he has
it's getting
baseball.
Late anyway.
Let me baseball practice.
Let me leave this with you.
Okay.
This has, like all the.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Oh, I'm glad I don't have a lot of these things.
What brought you here from Chicago?
My husband's job.
Okay. So this, where it says Carpenter Ants
mm-hmm.
and Box Elders,
yes.
I'm putting zeros so you know that there's not an extra charge for them.
Okay.
And this $150 initial
mm-hmm.
is what they waived, so it's $75.
Okay.
And the regular service stays at that rate.
Okay.
Those are all covered.
And I guess one question, is it safe like for my kids to kind of run around afterwards?
Absolutely. Just after we treat, give it a half hour and they can go back.
Okay, cool.
We don't spray the whole yard, but we spot treat.
Okay.
And for the mounds, and then it's mostly around the house.
Okay, sounds good.
But yeah, those are the only 2 months we do in a row.
Back to back, okay.
Did you get mice ever?
No. Okay. Please don't talk that up.
Okay. What's your first name?
Christina.
How do you spell?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
And last name?
Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
And address?
13962 77th Avenue North. That's Maple Grove.
551-311. Home phone?
763-416-4133.
Do you have a day phone? Or is that
763. Oh, wait. What number did I give you? 708. I'm sorry. 708-557-3210.
Okay. 3210.
Mm-hmm, that's the cell.
Okay. So if we come sometime between 8 and 11 in the morning, is that
yep,
okay?
Yep. Tomorrow I'm here, so. That's perfect.
This is the amount with tax. It's $80.25.
Okay.
And you can do it with a credit or debit card.
Okay.
I'll give you a receipt real quick. We don't charge
right now or tomorrow?
Right now. We don't charge it till after we do it.
Okay.
But
right.
I'll fill out the paperwork. I'll put your receipt inside this.
Okay.
Picture.
Sounds good. Debit card, you said?
Uh-huh. So if the bugs don't go away or you're not seeing a difference, what do?
Project.
You pass the quiz.
Please, get this out.
Now you'll have someone to blame besides Mother Nature, you know?
Okay. All right. You said a debit card?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Hey, how's it going? Good, how are you doing? Good. I'll be right back.
Okay. Can you hear the bird from the inside, too?
Yeah, from the inside.
Can I stand in
right
here and
here.
Listen?
Right in there.
Yeah.
The birds outside?
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
When we treat the house, we don't do birds, but
okay.
But yeah, my technician that's going to do this,
okay.
He used to work for a company that did bird work.
Okay.
I can have him give you some tips, that way you can at least find out how to get them out, and then you could put something temporarily over it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
They're going to do the treatment for like the box elders. They know how to...
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Get rid of those and the ants and stuff, the little ants on the outside.
Okay.
And he, Diana uses them.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the homes we've been doing have had like spiders, ants, box elders, some wasps, and some get those Asian lady beetles. I don't know if you ever... They look like ladybugs.
Yes.
But they're called Asian lady beetles. They're...
orange.
Yeah, they look like these,
Did Ari going to come back in or she's still out?
She's still out.
Can you get Austin ready?
They look like those, kind of.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had those. We still have those, as a matter of fact.
Okay, let me get this.
Is it a one-time treatment, or do you come back?
We'd put you on the same schedule as Diane's, where we come every couple months during the year.
Okay.
Austin and Arnold. Let's go. You have practice. Hurry up.
Are you both leaving?
Yeah. I can't hang around for a little bit.
Because I'll have this guy, I'll go get some tips for him on that. Because I don't want, the birds can really make a wreck of things inside a wall. So I'll go get some tips for you.
Okay.
He's really good at that kind of stuff. Once they, the adults, maybe when the babies, wait till there's probably babies in there, yeah?
That's what the issue is. They hatch to get them out.
Yeah, this guy's really good at that kind of stuff, so.
Mom, yeah, I'm ready to go. Okay. You have your water bottle and you have your sleep?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because this is for the payment and then.
Huh? Okay. I have my cleats. Tell Ari, let's go.
Initial that you paid and then sign the bottom.
If I have water.
We're not doing it till tomorrow morning, so.
Okay.
Put it in the brochure for you.
Another truck outside?
Yeah.
At the corner?
Yeah, that's mine, and then my technician's spraying this one. We were working on a couple out here, so at night sometimes we stop by and fill up the openings for the next day. Okay, Christina.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
We're only at the last day?
No, extra innings.
Extra.
30, about 30, or 159. Come on, guys,
Hey, come here real quick, if you don't mind, Jacob. We're both named Jacob. That's pretty easy. What was your name?
How you doing? Phil.
Okay,
nice. Nice to meet you, Jacob.
This is Phil.
Nice to meet you, Jacob.
We're going to do theirs in the morning, but I... come here, let me show you this. I told him we don't do birds yet,
okay.
But there's a bird nest in there.
Okay.
You got any tips for them? There's babies in there probably right now.
Yeah, they hatched maybe a couple of weeks ago.
And they're still in there right now?
You can hear them in there, yeah.
You can hear them chirping.
I might have to give it a few weeks till they start to come out on their own. And then you're going to probably have to cut into the siding and have a siding guy come and seal it off.
The only thing I can think of would be like some naphthalene, help to kind of push them out of there. I don't know if that would kill them or if it would.
You don't want them to die in there, so.
I mean, the kids, that's my biggest issue. Me personally, I try to just get in there with my hands and sit the nest out on the front lawn, but nah.
But when there's a mother in there, it's like you don't want to stick your hand in there.
Exactly.
So, what do you think? Is there something we could put in there that would get them to go out on their own once the babies are older?
Naphthalene, which we can throw up in there.
Do we have that?
We can order it.
Oh, but we don't have
it. Not currently on me, no. But it's not that hard to get a hold of.
Well, because we're not licensed to do birds here.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping maybe for some home remedies that you had up your sleeve. This guy's got all sorts of
tricks.
Yeah,
that would be about it. I mean, naphthalene really is just like some mothballs.
Oh,
works
okay.
For a lot of things.
Could stick them in there in a few weeks.
Get them out of there.
And see if they'll come out on their own.
For the most part, it'll alleviate bats. Bats won't be a part of that. So I imagine bats and birds and anything of that nature, they just don't like it. I mean, have you ever actually smelled the mothball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty odorous.
Right.
And they'll start to bother you after a while. So that's why it gets them out of there. In fact, we've even done it around homes, where we've actually taken tape. This is in my other company, and we actually just taped them off all to the side of the house where it was roosting. Never came back.
Mm-hmm.
Was by taping it, and that was out in the open. So I can only imagine what it would do if we just threw one or two of them there.
But then any sighting guy could come and cut it back, and then they'd probably replace one of these pieces. But the part of the deal too is that for carpenter ants and stuff, the moisture will get in the walls, and so anyway.
And it's there.
Yeah, we'll treat for the bugs and at least make sure they don't get up in there.
Fortunately, it's right there at the seam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right there.
So they just have to take this one.
Yeah. The frame inside, so we can okay, well, let's see where it actually landed. It looks like they put on the pool.
Looks like they could have already put a...
Yeah.
They can fix it though pretty... I mean, it's...
That's a really nice job. That actually is cool,
though. I wonder how that hole originally got there. It's hard to tell. Could have been a woodpecker or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what I get around at the top.
Okay. Maybe buy some mothballs, huh? Take it easy, Phil. Okay, we'll see it. Thanks, man.
I try not to say mothballs per se.
Oh, because then it is like anyone thinks they can do it.
Yeah, anyone can do it. But that's all they really are. Like I'll tell some people that if they find me on the street and stuff,
right.
They ask me questions. I'm like, yeah, sure. Buy some naphthalene. They're like, excuse me, mothballs. Yeah. You go, look at the ingredients. I just read it on the box. It's naphthalene and one other thing, and all it does is make it clump together.
Right. Oh. That was close. Did they do a welcome letter?
Yeah, she did. All right. Got
nice. Okay, thanks, man.
You're welcome. Right on. We'll be doing it in the morning.
Yeah, yep. 8 to 11, anytime between 8 and 9.
Today's only Thursday, man.
What's that?
Today's only Thursday.
Yeah, I've got three scheduled for tomorrow. I've actually sold 5 today. Two of them are for tomorrow, so I've sold 3 same days. So it's not a bad day. I mean,
I know, it's just...
I just got 2, so...
Yeah, but you want 7.
Yeah, and I can still get 7. I got 5 now, so...
Yeah,